The 27th of September 2021, my name is Gertrude and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1339. Let's get to it with today's topic, Ethereum and apps.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
The blockchain network is not a central database, it is a decentralized network of subscribers and its miners validate and verify the transactions that take place within the network through smart contracts. Decentralized applications are the visible layer that connects users to other applications and smart contracts that run on the blockchain. You can consider a smart contract as a back-end API running on the Ethereum blockchain, and a decentralized application as a front-end UX. One of the most fascinating applications in connection with Ether and Ethereum are self-executing contracts, so-called smart contracts. A smart contract responds to transactions sent to it by executing code and keeps the state of funds, tokens and Ether on the register. In other contracts, two parties enter into an agreement on the future supply of goods or services. In the case of Ethereum smart contracts, these agreements can be maintained and executed unchanged. In a fragmented industry where participants face disputes that require the presence of digital contracts, Ethereum uses technology designed for smart contracts to record agreements and transactions based on them. Ethereum's blockchain technology and the difference in its smart contract system are driving the burgeoning market for decentralized apps based on blockchains. While the Bitcoin blockchain introduced disruptive technology for building applications based on decentralized registers and invariable transactions, Ethereum is driving the adoption of smart contracts. It is obvious that this technology needs to evolve before it can be used in production, but it is a promising feature in the field of application development. Ethereum supports a decentralized, intelligent contract protocol that facilitates, verifies, and enforces the negotiation and execution of contracts in a transparent and unhackable way. Applications running on Ethereum run on a platform-specific cryptographic token, Ether. In 2014, Ethereum launched a pre-sale for Ether, which met with overwhelming response. As a result, Ethereum has become the infrastructure of choice for every single dApp market segment. Ethereum is an open-source computing platform and operating system. The platform-specific cryptographic token Ether is the vehicle to move Ethereum from a platform sought by developers who want to develop and run applications on the platform. Decentralized apps on the Ethereum blockchain benefit from a large community of developers, which increases the network effect. They use the Ethereum's framework as a clear way to monetize and attract developers. Ethereum is a decentralized network that promises users can leave third parties such as attorneys who write and interpret contracts, banks as financial intermediaries and third parties such as web hosting services behind. Ethereum's decentralized network transaction fees, known as gas, reached a record $23 per transaction in February 2021, which is great if you make money as a miner trying to use the network, like Bitcoin. Ethereum's decentralized network rewards transaction auditors, but it requires everyone involved in transactions to pay the fees. High transaction fees are a major problem for artists, creators of newly minted non-fungible tokens, and developers developing decentralized apps on the Ethereum platform. But Sharma says changes won't happen overnight and it will take some time for the high fees to fall. The computing effort required to execute a cryptocurrency transaction is called gas, and gas charges are the term for the transaction fees that arise when a transaction occurs on Ethereum platform. This is client-side software that allows you to prove that you have enough cryptocurrencies to buy an item. The application is like a retail store where the customer can buy the necessary items via the Android app and has the option to pay in Ether to the administrator to add the product to the store and remove it. the app signs the transaction with the user's private key from the Ethereum wallet, we can transform this application into a decentralized application where the application is rendered on login and calls a smart contractual API to get information from the blockchain network. The back-end API is replaced by the intelligent contract interface and brings the data back into the blockchain. This is my favorite app for transactions with blockchain apps on the Ethereum network. Install the Ethereum app on your Ledger hardware wallet to manage the
Ethereum Ledger. Status Network is a decentralized and free platform for messaging and transactions. Download the Geth software to run the Ethereum node, written in the Go scripting language, like other Ethereum clients such as Parity and OpenEthereum. Use the instructions below for the appropriate operating system to unpack and run the software. Once installed, your node is connected to the Ethereum network and can communicate with other nodes to get wind of the latest transactions and blockages. In addition to mining Ether, the client provides an interface for creating custom intelligent contracts and allowing transactions from the command line, an interface that allows programmers to enter commands on a computer. From an implementation point of view, Vitalik and the rest of the team designed a virtual machine that could execute bytecode on the blockchain, known as Ethereum Virtual Machine. NFTs are non-fungible tokens that, according to the Ethereum website, can be used to represent ownership of unique items. Gas prices are used in the Ethereum network to pay the subway fare to travel by train. Episode 1339 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Adios.